Honolulu City Council member Trevor Ozawa represents District 4, East Oahu, from Hawaii Kai to Ala Moana Beach Park. He introduced a resolution to urge the formation of a joint city-state task force to break up unlawful encampments.
I get a lot of calls whereby there are jurisdictional issues. It took me over a year and a half to handle Ala Moana and Atkinson Boulevard because somebody was saying that part of the intersection in which three people were living with two propane tanks and a flat screen TV and a generator was not my issue. The state said it wasn't theirs. The city said it wasn't theirs. And yeah, that's a no man's land. If everybody's there, it doesn't matter whose it is. Just get the job done. No excuses. We'll all do it together.
The mayor's Office of Housing Director, Mark Alexander, says the city supports the intent of Ozawa's resolution, but city and state agencies are already aligning and coordinating their efforts.
Relevant offices in the state and the city now meet regularly, and we speak directly about specific cases in specific areas. We're not yet fully successful, to be sure, but we are working through the various barriers, and we believe in being barrier busting.
But Ozawa says his goal is not coordination in the office, but coordination out in the field where the encampments are.
I look at the point in time count and I think we're not doing enough. We continue to increase our homelessness on Oahu every single year. I'm getting so frustrated with it that it's at a point where this at least is another step, another tool to help us strengthen those relationships, formalize them, and try to do something different because what's been happening has not been improving.
Mm-hmm.
City Housing Director Alexander countered by saying homelessness is on the decline in many communities.
The areas of increase were actually in the North Shore and the two windward areas where we had much better volunteers. The total increase on Oahu for this point in time count was 19 individuals, 0.4%.
19 is still more than last year.
That is correct. It makes us a little closer to 5,000.
The City Council's Public Health, Safety, and Welfare Committee approved the resolution. The committee also passed Bill 6, which would ban the use of mobile electronic devices by pedestrians in a crosswalk. HPD Traffic Captain Thomas Taflinger.
The bill clearly states that as a pedestrian crosses the street, he cannot be looking at the mobile device. Definitely protects the driver. I mean, who would want to be driving a car and as you start to make your turn, a pedestrian who's looking at their phone walks in front of your vehicle? That can happen, and it does happen.
Committee Chair Brandon Elefante introduced the bill and says the public should be educated about the law prior to enforcement.
As the advancements in technologies, you see it more and more where people are distracted and maybe not paying attention to their surroundings. While we have laws in place for motorists, it's also a shared responsibility with the pedestrians as well to look both ways when they do cross the street.
Both measures advance to the full City Council for final passage June 7th. Wayne Yoshioka, HPR News.